WBZ News Time 7:25, a look at New England business now. Let's talk about fundraising. It really is an art form. Colleges and universities do this every day. There are some big numbers behind their efforts.
Over $50 billion is raised by higher ed institutions every year.
That is Brent Grinna. He thinks that's just the tip of the iceberg as well, that $50 billion. His company is called Evertrue. He wants to streamline the college fundraising process.
Most of the process was being run via spreadsheets. Some cases, these schools had databases that were 20 years old, and it was almost like the cloud social mobile data revolution had passed this market by.
In other words, it's a mess. He has caught the eye of some institutional investors who've given him, since he founded this company, $23 million, including $6 million this week. Evertrue sees its opportunity through the internet.
Nobody has bridged the gap between these leading platforms like Facebook or LinkedIn from a career perspective with the underlying systems at these organizations.
And by leveraging social media tools, he's got a pretty good-sized customer base.
And from there, we've gone to get to know and support fundraisers at over 300 institutions, both in the K-12 private school world and then also the higher education market.
You might think Evertrue is powered by a natural-born entrepreneur, and you would be partly right.
You know, I was a first-generation college student. I grew up on a farm in Iowa and was super fortunate to be recruited by Brown University to play football.
He named the company after Brown's fight song, and he sees stratospheric growth for his company.
Just as there's been a tremendous amount of innovation in the for-profit sales and marketing world, will inevitably experience the same kind of change.
Based in Boston, Evertrue is backed in part by Bain & Company, counts Boston University among its customers. WBZ News Time 727.
See?